Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Centrist Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen have emerged as the two top candidates following Sunday's first-round French presidential election, runoff set for May 7th. Macron, who is pro-EU, said he will be president of all the French people, including members of Le Pen's rightist party. Le Pen, who hopes to become the first female leader, hailed the historic vote. Monash University analyst Ben Wellings tells VOA Macron's lead is a good outcome for democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
And after the voting, the euro soared today while Asia stocks were up. Tensions flaring between the U.S. and North Korea as concerns grow that Pyongyang will conduct another nuclear or missile test while celebrating the founding of the Korean People's Army. There are reports of renewed activity at the North's nuclear test site. Morocco and Algeria summoned each other's ambassadors Sunday after Rabat charged Algerian authorities with allowing dozens of Syrians to illegally enter Moroccan territory. Their shared 1,500-kilometer border has been closed since 1994 amid security concerns. Algeria's foreign ministry has rejected the charge. This is VOA News.